Malik O'Rourke, congratulations, through to the All-Ireland Club Final with Glenn. How does it feel?
It feels great, you know. I suppose we came down here, I suppose, after winning the Ulster title. It was a great emotion that day, and it was a brilliant thing to do. And I suppose things are happening so fast, and that we won the first Derry title the year before. We repeated, won the first Ulster title a couple of weeks ago. And then we knew we had to get down there very quick because if we wanted to beat a very strong Mike Cullen team. So that's a challenge in itself, you know, and I thought for large parts of the games we played well, we controlled at the different stages, but then we were untidy at times as well, and we let them back into it. So it went right to the wire. But I think, again, just the character of the team and the work of the boys shone through, and it was enough to get over the line.
Yeah, you were saying to me there that you need a good heart to be out there watching these type of games, because it did go right to the wire. A good start, though. We'll go back to the start of the game. 4 points clear. It was 18 minutes gone before Mike Cullen had registered their first score.
Yeah, we started the game really well, and I said, to be honest, we were a wee bit disappointed. I thought we had more chances than that. When they attacked, we were coping with it fairly well. It wasn't that they were missing that much. We were at the other end of the field, we were creating openings, and we weren't probably clinical enough. You know, I thought we could have been 6-7 points up. But then in games like that, you expect that at times, you know, it sort of twos and fros a bit. And in fairness, at half time, we were happy enough. We knew that there's a number of areas we had to improve. But start second half then to get that goal was massive, you know. And we were certainly in control at that stage. But bit by bit, they came back at us. And it ended up, I suppose, we gave the ball away a few times. We were caught in possession. And as well as that, you know, I thought they maybe got a couple of frees easier than we were getting. But look at that. Maybe you always look at things like that. But no, just delayed again. I think the character of the boys showed then, and we did enough to get through.
Yeah, to show that character at the end, to be able to close out the game. I suppose really influential in the end, as always, Emmett Bradley. I thought it was one of the best performances I've seen from him in a long time, and obviously Conor Glass there beside him in midfield. But Emmett in particular, I thought, really shone today.
Yeah, he did. You know, and the two boys, just look at it, it's brilliant to have the two lads in the middle of the field, obviously, because they give you a big threat going forward, but also their work rate is great as well. And that was one area in Mike Cullen were very strong, and, you know, the couple of very big men, physical men out round, and, you know, even if it wasn't going to the midfielders, the wing half forward was very strong, and, you know, so it was an area that we had to be wary of, and those times in the game when they were getting primary possession there, and even though they weren't going down the field scoring from it, it still was giving them possession, that, you know, so... it was a thing that the two boys had to work very hard at, and as the game went on, I think we stopped them doing that a wee bit. But no, as you say, look, Emmett scored two or three from play, another one maybe disallowed or down there. So two of them, and in fairness to Connor's had a tough week in that he's had a flu and that there, he hasn't been able to do much training, you know, but it's the mark of the man. He went out there and he gave everything he had on the field, and so hopefully it'll do him no harm, and he'll get freshened up again this week.
Yeah, he got a crucial score there in that second half coming near the end. And I suppose coming at the very end there, they had a free. Didn't know if they're going to put it over or go for a goal, but I think they had no choice. Last kick of the game, and they went for a goal. What was your heart like then?
Yeah, it was. And you know, we had so many back in the lane, and sometimes that can be more of a hindrance, in that there's so many bodies there, and people can get in each other's ways, and it takes a deflection or something like that. I was actually surprised that he didn't go direct for it himself. He passed it off, and then again, I think it was maybe JD that got the block on it. But again, just, you know, I knew that, look, it wasn't a case that, you know, our boys weren't going to dive on it and do the best to block it, but you just don't know what, the ball can go anywhere at that stage. But no, just delighted when he put the arm out, stretched the arms. I knew it was over then, and just delighted to get through.
Say so. And you're going to face Kilmacud now in the final 2 weeks' time, so a little bit of time to get a bit of preparation in, because I suppose you had a bit of time off over Christmas. You have this game under your belt now, and you'll be looking to Kilmacud.
Yeah, that's right. And it was, you know, we were delayed to get it in Croke Park here as well, because Kilmacud probably have had three or four games, and they probably are very familiar with Croke Park. They're very familiar, I suppose, their geography, that, you know, they probably don't have to travel the night before and they got there. So you know, they have a lot of things in their favour. The fact that they were here last year, lost, and probably were, you know, very hurt by losing, a lot of them things in their favour. Obviously, we know about their quality, and adding Shane Walsh this year, so they're a serious team, you know. But look, we've 2 weeks to prepare. We prepare as best we can, and we'll come down to put our best foot forward, and that's all we can do.
Is it a bit of annoyance that they get to play so many games in Croke Park?
Well, I suppose I'm not sure that it's out of their control as well, you know. But there's no doubt coming to Croke Park is different than every other stadium, you know. There's so many things go around it, and then I suppose in the final itself there'll be a bigger crowd and everything else. So there's no doubt for ourselves it was great just to get down, to get a feel of the pitch, you know, to just see the whole surroundings, the change rooms and everything else. And then obviously to win it gives us that confidence and look, we know it's going to be a massive challenge, but it's great to be there. It's brilliant for everybody involved and for the club to get another day out in Croke Park, the All-Ireland final, massive, and so we'll look forward to it.